USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, taking questions from reporters after giving a statement. It's the first time the former vice president has taken questions from reporters in 89 days. The former vice president says we need the World Health Organization to help us fight the coronavirus pandemic.
We have to immediately restore our relationship with the World Health Organization for all its shortcomings and missteps around COVID-19. This is why WHO was created. It is essential to coordinating the global response during a pandemic, and the United States should be leading that response as we had in the past.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell are testifying before the House on their response to the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover, in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney is giving a warning to Russia about any threats against U.S. forces.
America's adversaries should know, and they should have no doubt, that any targeting of U.S. forces by Russians, by anyone else, will face a very swift and deadly response.
The Wyoming Republicans' comments come as reports out there that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. Earthquakes have folks on edge again on the West Coast. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Time's running out for you to get that small business loan from a popular government program. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Billions of dollars offered by Congress as a lifeline to small businesses struggling to survive the pandemic are about to be left on the table when a key government program stops accepting applications for loans. Business owners and advocacy groups complain that the money in the Paycheck Protection Program was not fully put to work because the program created obstacles that stopped countless small businesses from even applying. Those that did seek loans, the ever-changing application process proved to be an exercise in futility. As of this weekend, the Small Business Administration had approved more than $4.7 million worth of loans worth nearly $518 billion. Small businesses that also included medical offices, dry cleaners, and manufacturers obtained money that ultimately saved jobs and eased the unemployment rate. But more than $140 billion in loan money remains unclaimed out of $695 billion allocated by Congress.
The official Twitter account of the Democratic National Committee raised a few eyebrows when they accused President Trump of glorifying white supremacy after he scheduled a 4th of July celebration at Mount Rushmore. The president set to attend a fireworks display at the iconic landmark that honors George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. After receiving backlash, the Democrats have deleted the tweet. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.